This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 813. Be present with your IELTS verb tenses.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn the difference between present simple and present perfect, and find out how this can affect your score in IELTS speaking and writing. And you'll hear real examples you can use on your next exam.
Hey, Aubrey, what's going on?
Not much over here, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have had some technical difficulties lately.
Yeah, your audio is, well, it sounds great now, so I think we're in business.
So guys, this is so funny. Like we're professionals. We're good at doing our jobs, but sometimes the software gets in the way. But we are dealing with that. But what I want you to notice from how I introduced that is I said I have had some technical difficulties. Now, What verb tense is that, Aubrey?
That is the present perfect verb tense, which we're actually going to talk about today. We're doing a grammar lesson, you guys. I know you love grammar lessons.
You guys love grammar. Or if you don't like grammar, at the very least, you know that you need to be clear on some aspects of grammar to get good scores on the IELTS exam. So today, guys, we are going to explain the difference between present simple and present perfect. So the first thing I want to note here, guys, is how I naturally used it at the beginning. How do natives use these verb tenses? Well, at the beginning, I use present perfect to introduce a story, right? I have had some difficulties. And then when you go into details about those difficulties, that's when you use a specific simple tense, like past simple, for example. Okay, so guys, let's first talk about present perfect. Now, Aubrey, we're not talking about present perfect first. We're talking about present simple. Let's make it simple. Now, when do we use present simple, Aubrey?
All right, we're going to use present simple when we want to talk about or write about things that are always true. It was true yesterday, today, tomorrow. So let's give an example, right? If you are doing speaking part one and you are asked, how often do you exercise? How would you answer that, Jessica?
So I would say I usually work out 3 to 4 days a week. I pretty much just run with my dogs, but I do try to play some sports with James whenever possible. So guys, that all of that was in present simple because I'm describing a habit, right? Pay attention to the verb tense of the question, and you probably want to use the same verb tense in your answer. So if you're describing your habits, either things that you usually do or usually don't do, we're going to use present simple, right? When else do we need to use present simple on IELTS, Aubrey?
You're going to use it a lot for writing. So your general task one letter, for example, let's say that you need to write a letter expressing interest about a job. And an example might be, you could say, right now, I am employed as a data analyst for such and such company, right? So you're talking about, it doesn't matter exactly the time, but you can say, right now, I am employed. This is my job.
Yeah, exactly. So it is the present, right? But it's also like you worked at this job yesterday. You're doing it today, and you'll probably be doing it tomorrow. So it's the same rule, things that are generally true, right? Also, if you're an academic student, when do we use present simple? You're going to use it when you're describing a static bar chart or table, if it does not give a year. If this is if these are statistics that are generally true, right? Like these are consumer habits or whatever, and it does not give you a date or a year, then use present simple. Because we often use present simple to describe pictures, right? And we can think about a task one like this, like a picture, right? This is a snapshot. So you can use present simple in that case as well, right? Like if it's, you know, describing consumer habits or shopping habits or the habits of people watching TV or streaming movies or whatever, we would use a sentence like, the number of viewers rises in February. Because this is like, for every year, this is generally what happens, right? And we can also use it in task two quite often, right? Aubrey, like what's a time when we would use present simple in task two?
So for example, if your task two topic is what are the advantages of studying abroad, you're definitely going to use present simple there. You might use a sentence like, people learn about culture from the inside. So you're using present simple to describe the advantages of studying abroad.
Yeah, guys. So, okay, here's the thing. Like, here's the most important thing to take away from today is that when it comes to verb tense, guys, you don't have a choice. Okay. You can't get fancy with your verb tense. You can't be like, I want to use past perfect continuous because it's complicated. But the thing is, guys, like, we almost never use that verb tense. Like, there's no choice. You're not graded on using fancy verb tenses. You're grading on using the correct verb tense. So in that task two example, you have to ask yourself, like, is what I'm describing only true in the past? Is it finished? Does this not happen anymore? Then you're describing something from the past. Use past simple, right? But if you're describing like a general trend, right? An advantage that is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you're gonna use present simple. Remember, guys, there's no choice. You're either right or wrong in verb tense. Aubrey, what do students have to look forward to after this very short break?
Yes, so coming up, we are going to describe when you'll want to use the present perfect tense, and we'll give you some good examples of when you can use it on IELTS.
Hello, lovely, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. Do you know what score you would get if you took IELTS today? You can find out in just 2 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Get your estimated IELTS band score and get free resources just for your level. This is amazing, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are excited to talk to you about present perfect. So this one, when you think about the rules of when to use present perfect, you're talking about something that began in the past, but continues to now. For example, I have lived here in this apartment for 5 years. But we usually use this to describe experiences in the past when it doesn't really matter when it started or the time, right, Jessica?
Yeah, totally. So guys, I know that when you're studying grammar in textbooks and in your classes, the first rule is what you learn. And that's usually the way students think they have to use it. And that's like the only way they use it, right? So in speaking part one, if they're like, you know, tell me about the city you live in now, then that's where we would use this, right? I have lived in Boston for 5 years. That's possible. But to be honest, a native speaker wouldn't even use it like that. I would use present perfect continuous. I would say, I have been living here for 5 years. So that first rule for present perfect, it's not actually helpful, guys. The rule that you need to understand for present perfect, that is actually how natives usually use it and how you should use it on the exam, is to describe past experiences when the experience is what's important, right? The important information we're getting across is this experience of yours, not when it happened, okay? So that's why it's most useful when we introduce stories, just like I did at the beginning of this podcast. So like in speaking part two, this is like clear cut when you can always use this, all right? And be correct. If the question is like, describe a book you've read that you want to read again. Now, The question is using present perfect. Describe a book you have read. So begin your answer with present perfect. But guys, as soon as you get into details, details need simple tenses. As soon as you get into details, you're either going to use present simple if you're describing the story, you're retelling the story from that book, or you're going to use past simple if you're telling a story that happened in the past.
Right. Okay, so an example sentence, right? You might say, I have read countless books in my life, but one in particular I really want to reread. And then your next sentence is going to have a more specific tense, present simple or past simple, right, Jessica?
Yeah, totally. Like my mom's in Jamaica right now, lucky lady.
Yeah.
And she sent me an email. She emails me like every day when she's on vacation. It's awesome. But she told me that she's rereading Noble House for the like zillionth time. She has read this book literally like 20 times. So again, like I'm introducing an interesting detail about her. I could say she has read Noble House 20 times. But then if I'm going to tell you more specific stuff about the situation, I'm going to switch to a simple tense. So that's the general rule for present perfect, guys. Are there any books that you have read many times, Aubrey?
Yeah, actually, have you ever heard of the book Ender's Game? It's a science fiction
book. Yeah, Orson Scott Card, right?
Yes, I love Orson Scott Card. Read that book 20 times because I read it when I was pretty young several times. Yeah. And then I reread it again when I was older. I love that book. It's a good one.
It's so good. And they made it into a movie too, right?
Yeah, and it was pretty good. It was a little low budget, but it wasn't bad. Yeah, good book, good movie.
You know, some of the best sci-fi movies are low budget though.
Like, it's true.
It sort of lends itself to the sci-fi vibe.
It's kind of endearing.
It is. It's adorable. All right, guys. So in writing task two, present perfect also comes into play. So let's see. What if there's a question that's like, should wealthy countries help poorer countries? This is a common topic on IELTS. Would we use present perfect in that essay, Aubrey? What do you
think? Yeah, definitely. For sure, right? You could say, take Haiti, for instance. This nation has suffered from a multitude of natural disasters in recent years. So you're using present perfect there to sort of introduce it. And then you can go into specific details with past simple.
Yes, perfect. And this would probably also be useful if you're using a personal example. I think this question lends itself more to your general knowledge of the world, right? So There, guys, you gotta be flexible according to the topic, right? As to which examples are appropriate. There are tons of IELTS questions when personal examples are perfect. But I think this is a good example of when, guys, like, you should really be reading the newspaper or listening to the BBC or NPR. Listen to The Daily, an NPR podcast. It's short. It'll keep you up to date every day, and you can practice your listening. But this is a good example, guys, of when IELTS topics, in order to answer them quickly and effectively, you really should have some knowledge of the world there. How would you answer that if you don't know what's happening?
Exactly. You can't really fill that with personal details. You have to be reading the newspaper, reading magazine articles, kind of in the know, filling your head with all these ideas of interesting things to talk about and write about so that on just about any topic, you've got something to say.
Totally. And you know what, guys? Here's the other thing. Like, if you can find a newspaper from your country in English, start reading that. Because the more knowledge you have about your own country and culture, this is stuff that really comes into play on IELTS. Because it is difficult to, like, come up with examples from other countries. But if you're coming at it from your own culture's perspective, and you have information about this in English, that is like the strongest support you can possibly offer on the test.
For sure.
And I would say like most countries do have an English language periodical.
Yeah, definitely, right? It's just a matter of looking it up, finding it, and then, yeah, you can read about your own country's news in English, definitely.
And you might see a different perspective, and whether or not you agree with that also colors your opinions and gives you stuff to say. Yes, so guys, back to grammar. Just the ultimate thing to remember here is that When it comes to verb tense, guys, you can't choose to be complicated or fancy. That does not exist. Your grammar score depends on you being correct or not as far as verb tense goes. Where we can choose to be fancy and complicated, that's more when it comes to sentence structure, having shorter and longer sentences with different types of clauses, all right? But not when it comes to verb tense. So guys, definitely come back to the blog allearsenglish.com/episodes/IELTS. That's a long one. And this, guys, is episode 813. Please leave us some of your example sentences using present simple and present perfect.
Definitely, yes. And comment on Facebook. If you're not positive you've got the tense right for the situation, comment it. You know, other people have the same question as you. So ask on there. This is a good thing to practice so that you're comfortable when it comes to taking the exam, for sure.
I love it. It is all about confidence. And having access on Facebook to our experts, that is how you get the most confidence. Because then you're sure, anytime you're unsure of something, you just ask us. Exactly. And then you're not like rocking up to the exam like, oh, I have no idea what I should be doing. So guys, if you want to be a member of our Facebook community, you got to be a Three Keys student. There's no way around it. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Aubrey, thank you so much for recording a grammar-based episode today.
Yes, Jessica, it was fun chatting with you. I will see you next time.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.